RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
At least run out the half without giving it back. Here's Daniels. Let's one fly. Going deep. Luke McCaffrey.
Oh!
He's got it. Oh, what a catch. We've got another flag, though, so let's wait and see. Oh, my goodness. Luke McCaffrey.
It's Luke McCaffrey on the 50-yard reception he had this past weekend. Kevin Burkhardt. Tom Brady on the call for Fox. I want to get into Luke McCaffrey as we roll throughout this opening hour of the Burgundy and Gold Today, a Wednesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Lynnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, as I mentioned, we will go inside the locker room as the Commanders are back out on the practice field this afternoon, getting ready for Monday night's big-time showdown against the Bears. Our pal Tashawn Reed of the Washington Post going to join us. We'll get the vibes from the first practice of the week in the locker room for the Washington Commanders. And maybe we'll ask Tashawn the same question or the same topic we're about to chew on right now. I know I have been pretty critical, not just of Luke McCaffrey, but really the entire 2024 draft class in terms of their lack of impact in the early portions of this season. But over the last couple of weeks, when you take a look at the performance of the class against Atlanta, when you look at the performance of the class this past weekend against the Chargers, which I thought was their best, most complete game as a draft class, I think it becomes easy, right, to kind of forget that these guys struggled at a point in time and Luke McCaffrey struggled at a point in time. And I want to continue, and you all are going to call me a flip-flopper for it. You're going to say I'm waffling. Doesn't matter. When you are provided new information on a guy, I think it's more than appropriate. I think it's what you should do in terms of changing your take, changing your opinion on what the young man could be. And this is an organization talking about the Commanders that preaches competition everywhere all the time. That is what Dan Quinn and company want to live by. I think it is a great culture-setting principle that everyone's going to compete every day. No matter who you are, no matter your draft status, no matter how much you make. With that being said, if those principles are really what the Commanders are going to live by, Luke McCaffrey deserves to be this team's wide receiver 3 when everyone is back healthy. Luke McCaffrey has done the most he possibly could with his opportunities here. And the way we spoke about this offense in the opening segment of the show, I think, is a byproduct of the emergence of Luke McCaffrey. This group, remember all the talk this offseason about, you know, I had real doubts and reservations about their ability to function as a passing offense without Terry, without Noah, based off of what we saw in training camp. And this group has been without Terry and Noah for the better part of camp, and they have been, you know, pretty damn good offensively. Scoring 27 points per game. They're the number one rushing attack. But I think Luke McCaffrey deserves his credit for this. And I go back to the idea of competition here. Noah Brown, a tremendous play that he was able to make last year against the Bears, showed a knack for drawing defensive pass interferences, showed a knack for making some tough contested catches. But the bottom line is this. He has been on the shelf for pretty much all of training camp, and then we haven't seen him in 3 straight weeks talking about the Raider game, the Charger game, and then the Falcons game. Why should Noah Brown just get his spot back as the number 3 wide receiver when everyone is healthy? How is that living by competition everywhere all the time? The best ability in the National Football League is availability. And say what you want, he may not be the biggest, he may not be the fastest, he may not be the strongest. Luke is available all of the time. And he's now making the most of his opportunities. And if I'm Jayden Daniels, and I know the way the five operates, I know the way the most elite quarterbacks in the NFL operate. When I go to you on a deep shot in a 50-50 contested catch situation, and you come up with the football, I come back to you again. I give you more targets. I give you more opportunities. Luke McCaffrey has done everything in his power to earn more snaps offensively, and slowly but surely, due to injury, he's starting to get more of those snaps. But I think even when the group is back healthy, he should be your wide receiver three. He should receive the third most snaps at wide receiver. More than Noah Brown, more than Chris Moore, and more than Jalen Lane, because he's simply produced. And if you're not going to reward Luke for producing and making the most out of his opportunity when his number is called, what type of message are you sending to the rest of this locker room and to the rest of this football team? Competition matters. The players know it. Coaches know it. The best 11 guys should play offensively. And when you go to your three wide receiver sets, right now, to me, as we sit here on October the 8th, I look at when all guys are healthy, when it's Terry, when it's Debo, and when Noah's back, I think Luke should be your third wide receiver. That is the way this cookie should ultimately crumble. Now, Luke's got to continue to make the plays. Luke's got to continue to get open. Luke's got to continue to be a badass on special teams. But I look at this from a culture-setting standpoint, from a standard standpoint. What message are you sending to the other guys in the locker room if when Noah Brown gets magically healthy all of a sudden, you just throw him out there? I don't believe that, to be fair. Now, I know at some other positions it works that way. Like quarterback, it works that way. If you got a quarterback that clearly is of the ilk of Jayden Daniels, there was no discussion or debate as to whether or not Jayden was going to be the starter when he got healthy. But at the wide receiver position, this wide receiver group in particular, talking about what Washington has done and what Washington has dealt with dating back to the summer with no one really seizing that opportunity, grabbing that proverbial brass ring. The fact that Luke is doing it now in season when it matters, he's got to be rewarded for that. He's got to be rewarded for that.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Jayden Daniels, quarterback of your Washington Commanders, was speaking about Luke McCaffrey earlier this afternoon and had this to say about the growth of the second-year wideout.
I mean, just his growth as a receiver another year. He was a former quarterback, so that transition wasn't like where he played receiver majority of his life. So he also sees it through the eyes of a QB, so that's another good thing for him. And, you know, he puts in the work, man. He put in the work this offseason. It's showing off. You know, he's making big plays when we need him to. So I'm super happy for Luke.
And the thing that I love that Jayden spoke about is he is a worker. And I'm not doubting the work ethic of Noah Brown or any of the other wide receivers in that room. But when you're talking about separating factors and what should lead to a guy getting more snaps, what should lead to a guy getting more opportunities, I think the amount of work that you put in should be a part of that as well. 301-230-0980 is the number. I'm standing strong in this. I know Noah Brown was back on the practice field today. I know Noah Brown... it seems like he's got a good chance to play coming up on Monday night. We'll get the official Commanders injury report to you coming up here. But when everyone's back healthy, I don't think it would be fair to Luke McCaffrey to just hand this job back to Noah Brown. Noah Brown's got to earn it. Noah Brown's got to prove he can be reliable, prove he can be durable. And until he does that, to me at least, Luke McCaffrey would be my wide receiver three moving forward. 301-230-0980 is the number. I got AP is in Greenbelt wants to chime in. What's up, AP?
Hey, what up, man? How you doing?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Man, another day. But I don't know if you've already apologized formally and officially on the radio.
Hold on, AP.
It kind of sounds like, hold on. It's kind of sounding like you have, but I'm going to go ahead and reiterate it and speak for the both of us when I say to Luke McCaffrey that I apologize. I apologize for doubting him. I apologize for calling him a bust. You know, there's still more to see as far as his wide receiver traits and skill sets. But as far as him, special teams, and just overall just putting in the work, I'm seeing him flash on each level, whether it's punt return or punt coverage, kickoff return. He's a workhorse. And he, as Jaden Daniels said, he's put in the work, and I'm seeing it. But, again, I would still like to see more from him as a wide receiver. You know, he did make the big splash play against the Chargers. But now I want to see more. I'm greedy because this wide receiving core as a whole, when players are out, on paper we look weak. And to have those depth pieces, which I still feel we lack, I'm hoping that people like Luke McCaffrey and then Jalen Lang, more to see from him as a wide receiver. Yes, he's showing things as a punt returner. But this wide receiver core as a whole, I just want to see more from them. So then going forward, in future seasons, we can say that we truly have, a strong wide receiving core as a whole. So for now, I'm just not seeing it. I would still like to see more. Appreciate you taking my call.
I think it's a fair point, AP. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. We come back. Pal Nick Ackridge, a Pro Football Focus, joined the Kevin Sheehan show a couple of days ago and had some interesting comments on the outlook of the Washington Commanders 5 weeks into the season. We'll let you hear from Nick Ackridge next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.